Today, this sharing is going to be short and sweet here, but I'm calling it the Until Generation. And Matthew 5, we'll just read that first. In verse 18, "For truly I say to you, until heaven and earth pass away, not one jot or one stroke will pass from the law until everything happens," until all is fulfilled, right? Until everything is fulfilled. God has this view of history where he knows the end from the beginning. He knows what is going to happen every step of the way. It's called his foreknowledge, or I think about it like his overall knowledge, where he knows how history is going to unfold. That's how come he can give prophecy and say this and this and this and this is going to happen, right? Well, all the things that were in the Gospels, he said, and there are still a lot of things about the return of Christ that are going to happen, right? But they are all going to be fulfilled. So I was reading, this really funny situation about all the different names of the generations. So we have, I'm so glad you and Grace came today, because Sarah was going to come. I said, we have to have some other generations here besides the baby boomer generation. But that's what majority of us are from, okay? There's actually like a description of a bunch of different generations. Like my mom, if she had come today, those people that were born 1901 to 1924, 28, somewhere in there, they're called either the GI generation or the Great Generation, the Generation Great, which I think is really funny, because Elizabeth and Sam call Grandma Great. You know, because they don't call me grandma, because every time I hear the word grandma, I'm thinking of my mom, you know. And so they call me Nana, but they call their other great-grandma, too, Grandma Greats. So that's a great generation that grew up in World War II and went through the Great Depression, some of it, and different things like that. And then you have the baby boomers, right, which is from about 1946 to 1964, that's when they were born. And after that, they also call the next one Generation X. Mm-hmm. You ever heard of that?
Yeah.
Okay, Generation X is really interesting. That's about 1965 to 1985. And they didn't have any computers, right? They did grow up with TV. What are some other things you think about in that generation that changed?
Or that they had
dishwashers. There became, you know, different things. Yeah, I remember as a kid going to the Museum of Science and Industry in Chicago. And the biggest thing was the wash machine here. You could see it turning all the clothes and... Yeah, refrigerators were common. A lot of things were common, right? But we still had dial telephones. Mm-hmm. I remember my very first phone number, you know, because that was the only way, if I was out, you know, somewhere at school or I had to call my mom, it was BU84958. You know? So the Generation X is a very interesting one because... it goes all the way to, like, 1985. So that includes my kids, because Mark was born in 81, and the twins were born in 84. Your kids, too, right? Your kids, yeah. Some of the kids. And so I was reading this description. It's just so funny. You've got to hear this. It's changing the Generation X thing to be called the Oregon Trail Generation. Life before and after mainstream tech. These are people that were born at the end of the 70s, start of the 80s, right? And they were the ones who grew up with computers, but the biggest thing was to come home and go on AOL and see, do you have mail? One other thing was in school, you know, they could use online research, but still had to use encyclopedias, right? Mm-hmm. And they had to go in the library and learn how to use encyclopedias. Well, the Oregon Trail, you know, if you remember the Oregon Trail program, then you're part of this generation. When the first room full of Apple IIe's, you know, or when we got our first computer, it was 1988. It was a 286 with a 40 megabyte floppy drive.
That's right, I remember that.
No hard drive at all, yeah. Just a floppy drive. And oh, we were so excited. See, what does it do? Well, not too much, really. Well, because we had, this is what it says here, because we had 1 foot in the traditional ways of yore and 1 foot in the digital information age, we appreciate both in a way that other generations don't. We can quickly turn curmudgeonly in the face of teens who've never written a letter but were glued to our smartphones just like they are. We used payphones. We had pagers. We went on Napster to download every kind of music you could ever imagine. MySpace and Facebook did not start until 2003 and 2004. Sarah and Stephen had graduated from high school before Facebook ever started. Mm-hmm. So when we get together with our fellow Oregon Trail generation friends, we frequently discuss how insanely glad we are that we escaped the middle school, high school, and college years before social media took over and made an already challenging life exponentially more hellish. But unlike our older Gen X siblings, we were still young and dumb enough to get really into MySpace and Facebook in its first few years. So we understand what it feels like to overshare on social media and stalk a new crush's page. So the next generation after Generation X is called Generation Y, I guess. And that one is like 78 to 90. And it's also called the Millennials, you know, because they grew up crossing the millennial. And they grew up with computers. So there's this whole different mindset. Like, I remember even today, sometimes I look at the computer and I think, what was it like before having computers? Mm-hmm. You know, what was it like when you couldn't check your email all day long? You know? And it's sort of like you forget what it was like when there was only dial-up telephones and now you just go like this, you know. Okay, so the generation where Sam and Elizabeth and Madeline are is called Generation Z. I think, okay, what's the next one going to be? You have to go back to A or something or call it something different, right? I was over seeing Madeline the other day, and she was doing this with her finger.
Oh my gosh.
She is 3 months old, and she already has observed the young ones and Katie and Stephen working on their tablets going like this. She has the motion. She's like, I know it does something. I don't know what, but I know it's, that's what you're doing all day long, is this motion. What's it going to be like for them? Anyway, it's a fun thing to think about all these titles and labels and everything just because of how you grew up. You guys are kind of in the middle, right? Because
kind of, but you still see the wrath of some of that stuff anyway.
Yeah, yeah. But I thought about, okay, as believers, we are all in the same generation. No matter whether we're 3 months old or we're 86 or 92, whatever, we're in the until generation. And So go over to Acts chapter 2. We're just going to read a couple verses about this word until. Because until means all the way up to, or to the fullest extent. And it's not like you go halfway, but we're going to go all the way, no matter how long it takes. Because God knows what the timing is going to be, but we are all going to be until these things happen. So Acts chapter 2, verse 35, this is a quotation that's and also in Hebrews chapter 1, we are going to live until I place your enemies as a footstool for your feet. We are going to see all of God's enemies be put as a footstool for Christ's feet. He's going to have his feet on there, and we are going to see it. It's until that day. We are living in a generation, is until the day we see that all of God's enemies are going to be under his feet, under Christ's feet. How about 1 Corinthians 4, verse 5? Because of this, do not judge before the time until the Lord comes, who will bring to light the hidden things of darkness and reveal the reasonings of the hearts. And then there will be praise to each one from God. Until the Lord comes, right? Until the Lord comes to gather us together, that's how long we're going to live, right? And then we're going to be gathered with him. But we're going to also be until he comes back again. So isn't this kind of painting this cool picture? It's not about computers. It's not about technology. But it's about how are we living. We are living in the greatest time that there is, no matter how old we are or how young we are. We're going to live until we see these things come to pass. Romans 11. This is just a fun one. Verse 25. For I want you to know this mystery, my brother, so that you will not be wise in your own mind, that blindness of the heart in part has happened to Israel until the fullness of the Gentiles should come in. That's going to be future. We haven't begun to see it yet. I mean, well, we've been seeing part of it, but there's going to be another whole time period where, after the gathering together, where the Gentiles will come in to be together with Israel, and Israel won't be blind anymore. It's like all these things until they happen. All the way up to, we're going to experience every single one of them. 1 Corinthians 1. So now there's some things that God exhorts us to do and what we have until we see this day coming when it will all be accomplished and everything will be under Christ's feet. 1 Corinthians 1, verse 8. Judy, you want to read that?
Verse 8.
Yeah.
Who will sustain you to the end, guiltless in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ?
Who will establish you up to the end, until the end, so that you may be without blame in the day of our Lord Jesus Christ. So one of the characteristics of our until generation is that God always establishes us and confirms us and upholds us up until the end. You know? So we don't know what the next generation is going to be called. Generation A, generation swipe, generation what? What? You know? Somebody will come up with some clever name, right? But we are going to be all the way up until the end. God will never stop confirming us. Philippians 1. Philippians 1 and verse 5 and 6. Sarah, you want to read that?
Me?
Sarah.
Oh, sorry.
Because of your partnership in the gospel from the first day until now, and I am sure of this, that he who began a good work in you will bring it to completion at the day of Jesus Christ.
Okay, so there's a couple untells in there, actually, in Aramaic. For your fellowship that is in the gospel from the first day until now. So one of another characteristics of our until generation is that we have fellowship with each other and with God and with Jesus Christ in the gospel from the first day that we believed until when? Now, right? And it's going to, he who has begun a good work in you will complete them until the day of Jesus Christ. That's the day of the gathering. So God will come, he's got good works for us to walk in, and he's never going to withdraw the good works until the day of Jesus Christ. Pretty cool, huh? Hebrews 3. Judy, you want to read that verse 6?
Is Judy?
Mm-hmm.
The ex-Judy.
The other Judy. But Christ as a son over his own house, whose house are we, if we hold fast the confidence and the rejoicing of the hope, firm unto the end.
So unto, or until the end. So this is an exhortation to us. If you're going to be part of this generation, what do you have to do? Hold fast. Hold fast the boldness and the boasting of his hope. But to go and tell everybody, hey, I don't care what generation you're in. We're in the until generation. We got something to boast about because Christ is going to gather us together, and we will see him face to face, and we will see everything be put under his feet. That's a lot to boast about. That's a lot to be confident about, right? Pretty cool. Oh, this is another really neat one. 2 Peter 1. These are just a few of them. So have fun if you want to go look up all the untils. 2 Peter 1. And verse, let's see. Let's read 19 and 20. Who would like to read that? Dan.
We have also a more sure word of prophecy, whereunto ye do well that ye take heed, as unto a light that shineth in a dark place, until the day dawn and the day star arise in your hearts, knowing this first, that no prophecy of the Scripture is of any private interpretation.
We also have a sure word of prophecy, a word of prophecy that is certain. What is the word of prophecy that's sure? Yeah, I mean, we have some verbal words as well that are sure, but we have this word that is sure, that gives light. It's going to stay and stand until the day star arise. When's that? Right. And so we never have to be ashamed. We never have to wonder whether we have a light in our lives. That's pretty huge, because there's a lot of things in this life that's pretty uncertain. You know, the next gadget comes out. I mean, the next iPhone. Do you have an iPhone 6? No? All right. Samsung 6. Ah, okay. But see, it's a generation. 1, 2, 3, 4. If you don't have 6, you know, you're not on the cutting edge, right? But that's not true with the until generation. It doesn't matter how old you are. You have the same promises, the same word, the same sure word of prophecy until Christ comes back. Okay, last one is Ephesians chapter, in Ephesians here. Look at Ephesians. Ephesians 1, let's look at 13 and 14. Mary, you want to read that?
I have the ESV version. Mm-hmm. In him, you also, when you heard the word of truth, the gospel of your salvation, and believed in him, were sealed with the promised Holy Spirit, who is the guarantee of our inheritance until we acquire possession of it, unto the praise of his glory.
Okay, the Holy Spirit, the gift, is given to us. It's a guarantee of our inheritance until the redemption of the purchased possession. Until we actually get to have the inheritance in our hand. That's what we have until. We have the Holy Spirit now, and every time you speak in tongues, every time you get revelation, every time there's a word of prophecy, it's that reminder. Hey, you're going to have the full inheritance. Look over at chapter 4. I think this is my favorite one. Well, I think we'll read 11 to 14, and I'll just read it from here. And he gave some apostles and some prophets and some evangelists and some pastors and some teachers for the maturity of the holy ones, for the equipping of the saints, for the work of the ministry, for the building up of the body of Christ. Until when? Mm-hmm. Until we all become one in the faith and in the knowledge of the Son of God, and one mature man in the measure of the standing of the fullness of Christ. We have ministries in the church to help us to work together, to build each other up, and to do the work of the ministry until we all come into the unity of the faith. There is going to be a day for this generation of until where there won't be divisions. There won't be questions anymore about, you know, what do you believe, and I don't think that's right, and, you know. Until we become one mature man in the measure of the standing of the fullness of Christ. Every one of the until generation is going to have the fullness of everything Christ is as part of our inheritance, as part of how we will live the rest of eternity. So this generation doesn't end. See? It goes on. It goes on forever. And that mature man of having the fullness of Christ is just amazing. I had a wonderful experience last Sunday. I went to a Syriac speaking church, and they're a Syriac Orthodox, which means they're not Catholic, but they're along the lines of Greek Orthodox. So it was an hour and a half mass that was in Aramaic and Arabic. The sermon was in Arabic, which I understood zip. but the other part, the readings and the singing and it's kind of chanting and stuff, was all in Aramaic. And so it was pretty interesting. I think one of the things that blessed me the most, even though it was so completely different from what we consider to be fellowship, you know, there was a heart there of the people who really love God. And it was kind of like just a gentle reminder to me, like, these people are your brothers and sisters, and you are going to have all eternity with them, too. Whether they did the, and lift up the, whatever, you know, stuff. It was cool, though, because there's going to be no language barriers. There's going to be no cultural barriers, and there most of all won't be any age barriers. You know? I just thought that was so cool. That we have this whole idea of being able to live until the coming of our Lord, and then until we see all the enemies be put under Christ's feet, until we come to be have this fullness of Christ. Every single one, no matter how, what denomination and how you ever did all the worship stuff. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Until. So we're in the until generation. God, that bless you today.
Thank you. Well, thank you, Jan. I'm over here.